Okay. What do you mean not a problem, Ed? Tell me how you're checking it.
Put the leads on each end, and I get a zero reading, so it's what a dead short.
Okay, so if you put on one end of the cable, put the red lead on the center conductor, and then put the black lead on the outer shield, there should not be a short. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Well, give me a minute to try that. Ways, and there's no short.
The needle did not move, right?
Tried it from one end with the center to the outside at the other end, and then reversed it reversed the ends, and it didn't move either way. And if I go from center to center, then it moves. If I go from outside to outside, then it moves.
Good. So how long is the run approximately?
To the cable, it's going to be close to 50 feet.
Well, you know, like I said, hook it up tomorrow and start off, you know, with low power. And see what your SWR is at low power, and you know, be brief. And then if it's comfortable off the reading it off the radio, move up on power with your Yagi. And you know, if this cable shows SWR of 2.5, and the other cable shows SWR of 4. Then, you know, you can lean toward coax.
What's the connector on the end of the Yagi? Do I need to, what kind of connector can I use on that?
The Yagi that's coming your way, or your Yagi?
What I have is a direct connection, so I need to know whether it's going to be direct on the one you're sending, or whether I'm going to have a 259 on it.
A 259 on the end of it. Yeah, 259, and it's you'll need a barrel connector to hook it up. And I think there's, I don't know, maybe 6 foot of cable on there.
Connector, that's not a problem, and I may try it. I'll see. I've got a shorter cable here, so I may try it on the deck and have a shorter run. So, slightly different subject, but similar. Are you familiar with the RX noise bridge?
Bridge? No, sir, I am not.
Took some of my stuff and found a couple of switches. And I also found the Palomar Engineers R-X noise bridge, which has got an interesting thing when I did some stuff on the web about how to use it. Something you might be curious about.
I'm not familiar with that, Ed. But shoot Patrick an email. He's up on QRZ. And like I said, when you see the driven element, you're gonna, you know, kind of figure what's going on there. But I just wasn't really sure what frequencies you wanted to try to, mess around with, because of, you know, with a Yagi, if it's vertical, then you're, you know, primarily using it for repeater use. If you want to rotate horizontally, then you'll have to go down lower in frequency. So you've got the stubs there on the end if you ever want to use it for sideband. You can halfway tune the thing a little bit, not a whole lot, but maybe enough to get by.
Really for this frequency, and also still trying to get yours down at Tryon to see if I can pick up that one. That was the whole reason to start on the Yagi anyway. And also I'm using 6.910 in Asheville. I was trying to reach your repeater, actually east of here.
Well, good luck with it. I hope it, hope you're able to do something with it. But, like I said, I had fun building it. It's just made out of scrap now. So, don't expect a cush craft. But, I mean, it's what I had with materials laying around. And it works good. I talked the other day on it. I may have talked with Gary. I can't remember. On a quarter of a watt from the house. That's 29 miles to the repeater. On a quarter of a watt with it. So I was, satisfied with it. It's like I said, it's not the prettiest thing in the world, but it'll get the job done.
Trying it. I also have the antenna up. I've got to run cable to it, and I've got a inverted delta loop that I've got strung up out between the two trees. So I'm getting ready to finish hooking up the equipment inside the shack, and then get coax run down to that.
Good deal. Well, maybe I can meet you up on HF bands when you get things straightened out. But other than that, I'll let you go, bud. Good luck with it. And, if you got any questions, just give me a holler. Give me a call, or, I'm on the net every night. So either way, doesn't matter.
And I appreciate other people's comments about making this thing work. You might find it interesting to look up this noise bridge, Palomar, Palomar, Engineers, R-X Noise Bridge. It's kind of a little deal, nice little deal, and some of the articles were recommending it over some of the other equipment. Probably 30 years old, so it was built used before some of the current analyzers.
Well, I appreciate it, Ed. I'll check it out. You have a nice night and be safe. KO4NUE 73, I'm clear.
Keith Ron out.